This is KERA News. The Fort Worth City Council will vote tomorrow on a nearly $1.8 billion budget for the next fiscal year. It includes a cut to the property tax rate, increases fees for some services, and adds a new office for police oversight. KERA's Christopher Connolly has been looking into the budget, and he's here now to talk about it. Chris, thanks for taking the time.
Sure thing. Happy to do it.
Okay. $1.8 billion to run the city of Fort Worth for the next year. What does that pay for?
So the city's top expenses are always public safety, police and fire, and then parks and recreation as well. But there is a ton that the city does. Fort Worth runs 3 airports. They run water and sewage facilities. They maintain roads and storm drains and do code enforcement. And this is a growing city, so more people means new needs. So the city's going to build 2 new libraries with this budget. They're going to build a new fire station, a new animal shelter, new parks. The ranks of city government, those are also growing. So they're going to add 114 net new positions this year. More than half of those are going to be in police, fire, and code enforcement. They're even going to add 10 new librarians.
This new budget comes after the state legislature just made it trickier for cities to do their budgeting. Could you explain that?
Yeah. So during the last legislative session, lawmakers passed 2 laws that are going to cut revenues that cities have relied on in the past. They made red light cameras illegal. Those brought in about $4 million a year for Fort Worth. And state lawmakers barred cities from collecting a telecom franchise tax that was charged to cable companies. Here's Fort Worth City Manager David Cook.
With the loss of the red light camera and the loss of the $4 million in the franchise, we're now more dependent on the property tax and sales tax.
And next year, budget writing will get more difficult, and that's because a new property tax law will go into effect. Lawmakers wanted to limit how much cities could increase property tax revenues year to year.
And, of course, property taxes are always a point of friction in North Texas. So what happens to Fort Worth's property tax rate this year?
Well, the headline is that they're reducing the city property tax rate for the 4th year in a row.
Well, that sounds good.
Yes, it does. But a reduction to the tax rate doesn't necessarily mean that homeowners will see their tax bill go down. And that's because of rising home prices. Fort Worthians, they will also pay more for city services. The city is estimating that a typical family that owns a $200,000 home will pay an additional $93 a year in taxes and city services. That had Fort Worth resident Fran Rhodes pretty miffed. She's president of the True Texas Project. They're formerly the Northeast Tarrant Tea Party.
I understand that running a city the size of Fort Worth is challenging and difficult, but there have to be ways to control spending, cut waste and abuse, and eliminate unnecessary expenditures.
One council member, Kerry Moon, says he won't vote for the budget because the city hasn't found enough ways to cut costs. But the budget does appear to have enough support on city council to get approval.
And I'm reading that the budget also funds a new city department, the Office of the Police Monitor. What's that?
Right. Fort Worth is adding 2 civilian city staff positions and a roughly $300,000 budget for the new Office of the Police Monitor. This is a civilian-led agency outside of the police department that's charged with oversight of the police department and looking into allegations of misconduct.
How did all this come about?
So we should go back a year to the city's Race and Culture Task Force, which was created to make recommendations to help reduce disparities and racial tension in the city. And they put those forward last winter, and making a citizen oversight board for police was their top priority. Now, city leaders say they want to put a staff police monitor in place first, and then they're going to have that person figure out the board's makeup and the scope of its authority. But Pamela Young from the Tarrant County Coalition for Community Oversight told council members that that just isn't adequate.
The scope of this work is more complex than I believe anyone on this council or staff truly comprehends. This is not nearly enough people or funds for this office to carry out its mission, which is to ensure increased police transparency and accountability and fair and equitable policing in all of our communities.
And Young points out Austin has 9 staffers in its police oversight office, and Dallas is planning to hire 3 staffers. The city's also hiring a diverse staffers. The city of Fort Worth in this budget is also hiring a diversity and inclusion officer.
Christopher Connolly is KERA's Fort Worth reporter. Thanks, Chris.
Happy to do it.
The Fort Worth City Council will vote on its budget for the next fiscal year Tuesday night at 7 p.m.